Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Newton in the gun again. Poole fires through, takes him down. Brian Poole, I don't think, was touched and drops Cam Newton at the 14. Newton goes to the gun with McCaffrey on his left hip. Snap to Newton. Wants to throw from the pocket. Caught. Touchdown right at the goal line to Jarius Wright. Snap to Ryan. Matt looks. Got to cut it loose. Ridley, touchdown. Calvin Ridley. He beat Dante Jackson to the inside, and it was over. Newton from the RPO look. Oh, Tack got him. McKinley hammered him back at the 30. Snapping to Ryan. Matt looks right, throws. Hooper, touchdown Atlanta. Shaq Thompson tried to get there and couldn't. Here's Ryan again against some pressure. Going to throw the looping ball. It'll be picked. And that's Dante Jackson inside the 5 at the 2. Ryan had to get rid of it because Wes Horton was barreling down again off the defensive end. Ryan trying to sneak it home. Is he in? Let me know, fellas. And Bill Vinovich and his crew are talking. Now a touchdown for Ryan. In the gun, first and goal at the 3. He'll take it, shoot it in zone. What a catch. Torrey Smith for another touchdown. Here's Ryan, looks left. Matt now dances out of the pocket to his left. Got Hooper. Now he's going to tuck and run, and Matt Ryan scores. It's an Atlanta touchdown for number 2. Newton from the pocket, off the hands, intercepted. Ricardo Allen sprinting to the near side, 35. Allen cut back 40, 45, 46 yard line. There's what you needed if you were Atlanta defensively. Four-man rush for Atlanta. Here's Newton on a straight drop again. Wants to gun it. Wide open. This is DJ Moore at the 30. Breaks free. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carolina. Duke Riley couldn't hang on, and Moore slipped out and scored.
Thought today was a team win. A number of different guys got involved, both offensively, defensively. Had to respond to some injuries. Had to respond to Kays getting ejected from the game or disqualified. And then special teams at the end, just some punts inside. Ridley had a good return. And Matt get in. So I was encouraged by what we saw tonight. We got plenty of work to do, but expected a tough division game, exactly what we got.
For the first time in 9 months, we can say on the morning show, welcome to a winning Falcons Monday. Been a minute or two, been a while since we've had a chance to celebrate a win in the studios with John and Hugh, but when we did, I mean, it was never in doubt.
Yeah, right.
It was ugly.
I tell you what. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And I want to just say this, even though I picked Carolina to win, I'm happy that the Falcons won the game. But you have to understand where I was coming from. You look at so many different moving parts in this game, and it kind of reared its ugly head a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You had Duke Riley playing middle linebacker. You had DeMonte Kincaid back there playing, who, you know, you had two of your Pro Bowl players that went on the field, and they were able to overcome all of that. That's a big win for the Atlanta Falcons, a lot bigger than people could possibly know, man. I mean, you have all those different things going on, and on top of that, you lose a player in the game. You lose somebody for targeting. So that was a huge win, and all of that going against you, and you still are able to win and score in the red zone. Like, when you at will, That was huge. That was huge yesterday.
Yeah, about time you got some red zone offense. We said when we knew this was going to be the case, you. We knew that when Keanu Neal went down and Deion Jones went down, we said, okay, Matt Ryan, it's on you. And Matt Ryan delivered yesterday. Now, granted, all they needed was one first down. I mean, I'm going to complain about one little thing here, all right? And one little thing is I don't really want to complain about a division win over Carolina that got you back on track because there's really not much to complain about. But let me just say, you're 4-for-4 in the red zone. Hugh, when you're up 14 points at home and you get an interception like you did with Rico with 4 minutes to go in the game, you got to salt that baby away. That they came within a deflected through the arms of DJ Moore in the end zone, come on. All you need is one first down and you win the game. One. And, but that was, I mean, that made it way too close. That game should, when Rico made the pick, that game should have been over. A lot of people, I know this, a lot of people left. They went, oh, game's over.
No, you can't leave. Man. Well, I left. I was just to Dave and Arch on the radio. Shout out to Dave and Arch. Dave and Arch, same person. Wes and Dave on the radio. Shout out to both of them.
It's Monday, Hugh. It's okay. The Monday struggles are sometimes too real.
I like listening to them on the ride home, man. But, yeah, it was one of those games where that was an ugly game, especially defensively for the Atlanta Falcons, for them to let – the Carolina Panthers come down the field towards the end of the game at will and score, and for them to still be able to hold on, that's the thing that had you a little bit concerned was, you know, you just never know. You know this offense has the firepower, but to be able to score at will like that, that was pretty impressive, man. So, yeah, good, great win. But we wake up this morning with the reality that Tampa Bay is 2-0. Right now, he's sitting at the top of the division.
We'll get to them. We'll get to them later on. They won't have Fitzpatrick. Tampa Bay's going to have to deal with their whole thing. We don't see them to game six.
I like how you just dismissed Tampa knocked off the Eagles, like beat the brakes off the Eagles, and they're sitting at the top of the division. Yeah. This is the beautiful thing about football, John. We've sat here before the season even started, and we all – to a man, kind of looked at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with all the stuff they had going on. And granted, still a lot of football left to be played. But right now, dang it, this morning in Tampa, they have to be feeling real good about themselves.
Oh, I'm sure
they're
talking about themselves as being division champions, right?
And then, let me forget New Orleans now. New Orleans yesterday, don't act like y'all thought that the game was won. Don't act like you did, because you didn't. If that kicker – I don't even know the cat's name, but if he doesn't miss that field goal.
Zane Gonzalez, and you can forget it because he's going to get cut today.
Yeah, he's going to get cut today, him and Josh.
He should have been cut after game one.
You know, Roy Lee was talking trash, talking about all the Clay thought they were about to win.
Typical bruh, Saints fan.
Bruh, if he missed that field, we have a different conversation. The coolers would have been open in Cleveland, the Bud Light coolers. There would have been free Bud Light for everybody. They blew it. But that does not deter me, John Freaky, because guess what I'm going to do next week?
What's that?
I'm going to still ride with the Cleveland Browns.
Who do they play next week?
I don't even know. But it don't matter. No, or do they, wait a minute, are they on Thursday Night Football?
They play the Jets on Thursday night.
Hey, wait, they do. Oh, still, I got a chance.
Well, yeah, see, you don't have to pick that game. You got bailed out.
You're not going
to
wear your Jets jersey? You were so hot on the Jets after week one. Yeah. You remember you came in?
But I got to keep riding with the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to wear, you know what I got? I have a Cleveland Browns T-shirt that I got to find. I got to pull it out, and I'm going
to
wear it.
You are determined to bring up the rear.
Yes. I thought you were going to take the pick seriously. After week one, you said, I'm going to take the pick seriously
now. I'm a man. I'm comfortable in sitting at the bottom of the barrel. And I'll tell you another thing since we talking about them picks. Y'all, like, I almost pulled off the upset this week. If Cleveland would have won, I would have came in here talking trash because I picked LSU, too. I picked LSU. Even
LSU.
When you didn't even believe that LSU could beat them.
I picked LSU.
Oh, yeah. But that, John, I don't even know what to say about you.
Dismissed your pick.
We're talking trash on a Monday morning. It's a Falcons Monday morning. You know what you get this morning, Hugh? Because of the Falcons?
Tires! Hey, listen, we didn't rehearse that, but I caught it when you said it like that. We did not rehearse that.
$100 worth of tires, a Kauffman tire.
All right.
Yeah, how about that? Because the Falcons scored in every quarter, you get $100 off Kauffman tires this morning at your local Kauffman dealer, KauffmanTire.com. It's going to be a lot of great stuff. I mean, here the Falcons win. Just to let you know, Braves, of course, we'll get into the Braves in a minute, where they stand now after what was kind of a long weekend against the Nationals. United was a big winner, easy winner. Over Colorado, so they're back on track and back in first place. And Georgia with an impressive win. You see, Georgia's up to number 2 in the poll. They jumped Clemson, rightfully so.
LSU's up to 6.
Yeah, LSU went up 12 spots.
That was a great win for LSU, though.
No, pardon me. Wisconsin fell 12 spots. LSU went up a few spots. I don't know exactly how
Nebraska.
Well,
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. I thought
it could be a long year. Troy's really good. I mean, wrong Troy.
Nebraska.
Not that USC did any well. It's going
to
be a long
year. No, it's good. I just wanted to say that because I thought about you when I saw it. I said,
I'm not really worried about it. If this were next year, I'd be worried about it. This is Mike Riley's players. Scott Frost tried to fashion something. But as for Georgia Tech, big week ahead for Georgia Tech. What a week. I mean, we have to spend time today, and we won't jump into it tomorrow, but just stop and consider the week that we have ahead for us. You know, not only are the Phillies coming into town for the Braves, right?
Yeah, that's this is the first round of the Phillies.
How about this weekend? We're going to have Clemson in town on Saturday, and it's hate week with
Georgia
town.
Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got Clemson in town on Saturday, and we got hate week with you know, Swampers in on Sunday.
Ooh, Georgia Tech, though.
Yeah, I know.
What was the score? 18-21 or something like that?
24-19.
24-19. That is not indicative of the way that game went.
No, they got beat.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. They got Clemson coming in. But, you know, you never know about Georgia Tech.
And you never know. I mean, we look at a couple of years ago when they had, you know, they beat Deshaun Watson on that fluky play. So, I mean, you know, the kicker, the block return.
Anything can happen.
It could be Georgia Tech finally finds its footing. So it's going to be a big week. Georgia's going to have a big test. But we'll worry about that next time. Georgia impressive. Alabama very impressive. Ole Miss has no defense. Oh, God.
You know what's funny?
God, that defense is just the worst.
I went to watch my team play Central State University against Morehouse. The Maroon Tigers. And Morehouse was beating the brakes off my school, so we left to go to the movies. So I got done with the movies about 8:30, so I'm getting ready to go home and watch the game. And before that, it was like 49 or something, and it was like there was no need to watch that game. That was an ugly game. But I tell you what was a pretty good game was that Ohio State-TCU game.
Oh, that was a very good game. TCU played well.
Yes, they did. They had some opportunities. They just they couldn't salt the game away. Darius Anderson ran that 93-yard touchdown. That's a
longest
fast
ever,
cat.
Right? At TCU, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty impressive.
Hey, what was it, impressive one? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump.
No, you're good.
With the Liar coming back this week.
You just wanted to put that in there. You just wanted to throw that in there.
No, because the Liar's playing the other team, apparently, that AT has, because apparently.
Tulane?
Yeah, you know.
No, he already knows. AT knows what's coming. Yeah. AT knows what's coming.
Yeah.
This is like Tombstone.
I told you that weeks ago.
it's like Tombstone.
There will be no Troy upset on Saturday.
No,
on Tulane.
Unfortunately not.
What was the line at Tombstone? You tell them I'm coming, and I'm bringing hell with me. That's going to be Urban.
Get your paycheck.
I don't want anybody rolling off to Kauffman saying 100 bucks. Apparently, it's only 75. So I got to shortchange you a little bit. But 75 is still pretty darn good.
75 good for some tires.
For tires today. It's 75.
For some tires?
All right. We amend that, 75, not 100 for tires. But still, if you need tires, it's good today and today only at any Kauffman Tire. You will roll in instead of $75 off. Because the Falcons were scoring yesterday as they beat the Carolina Panthers, get to 1-1, get a division win, and kickstart hate week. Oh, it's all good on a Falcons Monday. We mentioned the Braves. Let's talk about them, where we stand now, because I know that the NFL and college football are getting all the headlines right now, but the Braves are right there. Come on, we're counting down to clinching this division, even if you're kind of going in sideways, which is what the Braves have been doing the last couple of days.
So, Monday's the big day, huh?
We're giving you our take on the last Falcons game with Falcons Monday.
On Monday!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Swing and a fly ball. That's well hit left center field. That ball's got a chance. And Charlie's hit another one against Washington.
Charlie Culberson hit a 2-run home run. That right there from Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. Tyler Flowers also hit a 2-run home run, but that was the 4 runs the Braves would get in a 6-4 loss to the Washington Nationals on Sunday. Welcome back to the Kia Studios. Falcons Monday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves won a great wild win on Friday night over the Nationals, and then with that big 10-run outburst. And then Saturday and Sunday didn't go so well. Saturday, Hugh, 14 walks, a new franchise record 14 walks allowed in one game.
Yeah, John, that's one
yeah.
of the – you know, we're talking about it. This is going to come down to the wire. I know you still have the pace that you had before the weekend with six games up. Uh-huh. But this is going to come down to the wire, man. And you got the Phillies coming into town, and you know they're going to be trying to make some hay against you. I would not be surprised if this doesn't come down to, like, the last three games against the Phillies, Phillies at the end of the season, something like that.
I hope
would
not
be surprised.
14 walks, and then Julio Teheran was not good. And then yesterday, Sean Newcomb. Here we go again. I have a theory. And I'm telling you, it's my theory on Sean Newcomb, right? Yesterday, they're playing early. Hotter than blazes right now in Atlanta, right? Okay, everybody understand that. It's hotter than blazes, right? Saturday and Sunday were really hot. Go back to the game against the New York Yankees. Remember him dripping sweat, sort of like Max Scherzer did on Friday night? And when Sean Newcomb pitched well, it was in San Francisco. I have a theory that he does not pitch well
when he's a sweater.
When he's hot.
I mean, well, that makes sense, John, because you're gripping the ball, having grip on the ball. That's why they have the rods in there. But I know pitchers don't want to use that too much, because if you do, it could give you blisters or something on your fingers.
Right.
I do know that. So maybe there's something to that.
It's a theory of mine. I mean,
that makes sense, because I know, like, pitchers don't want to sweat. They don't want to be too sweaty.
Max Scherzer could not get a grip on the ball. He was pouring sweat by the second inning on
Friday. Yeah, and they try to use the rosin, but again, like I said, the rosin get on your fingers, and uh-huh. it could cause blisters. You don't want that either.
And he was back getting that rosin thing and throwing it down. He was angry, and I thought he was angry when he was pitching bad, and then talking about Scherzer on Friday night, I looked at his jersey and the bill of his cap, and he looked like Newcomb in Yankee Stadium. It is just streaming off his cap.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He went in the dugout, threw his cap off, got a new cap. He was just uncomfortable out there. Anyway, that's just my theory here. Here's the bad side of all of this. The Braves lose to the Nationals back-to-back. Now, the good thing is the Phillies lost again. The Phillies just do not want to make up any ground. The Braves gave them every opportunity. The Phillies just wouldn't do it. So the Braves are 6.5 ahead of the Phillies, 7.5 ahead of Washington with 13 games to go. That's probably over at this point, but, you know, you want to make sure you lock it down here. Cards come into town, and the Cardinals are a team. The Braves may see the Cardinals in the postseason. That's possible. At this point, they probably wouldn't see the Cardinals until the NLCS, because it's most likely the Braves are going to face the Rockies or the Dodgers mm-hmm. in the opening round. But they could face the Cardinals. Mike Foltynewicz is going to pitch tonight. Cardinals have been playing really good baseball, a good team. We know that this is not going to be easy. Even the Mets, because you have the Cardinals, the Phillies, the Mets, and the Phillies. That's who you have left. You're done with the Nationals for the year. And even the Mets have been playing better baseball of late. So you got 13 games to go.
Magic number.
There we go.
Yeah, eight. Eight is your magic number with 13 games to go. Eight.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold. You guys just catch that? John mentioned the magic number.
Oh, no, we caught it. Yeah, that's Daryl caught that. Shout out to my man.
You know
Darryl
why?
Ashurst.
Because after Friday's win over the Nats, I was on Twitter saying, don't tell me about any magic number. Don't want to hear about any stupid magic number. They end up losing Saturday and Sunday. And I thought, well, okay, maybe I should mention it. Maybe that'll bring them better luck. Because remember, it's all about me.
and your prayer. So I assume with the losses that they had this weekend, you were kind of going through it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But it's okay.
Oh, yeah, you had a rough weekend, John Freaking, on a personal level.
Except for the Falcons, thank God.
Yeah,
and United.
Yeah, and you were revived a little bit, because I know that whole Nebraska thing.
Yeah.
That game which we will not speak of.
Oh, they lost to Troy. I'll tell you everything about
it. Troy's a pretty good team though. I mean, they've been on the ride. No, seriously. They've been on the move for a few years now.
You're Nebraska, you're at home, you don't lose to Troy. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. He was all right, Hugh. Remember he was texting us all his musical choices and he was
into? I understand.
Oh, yeah. Like, I broke out that wide.
AT. I'm like, that was a weird moment for me.
Was that your nighttime playlist? Because I wanted to ask you that, but I was
man, I broke out
sipping.
Earth, Wind, and Fire right then, and I got to get you into my life.
No, was that your head, like your nighttime looping playlist?
Yeah.
Like your,
yeah.
Okay, all right, I got you.
All I heard was John sitting that. It was like, see, I'm hip. I'm with it. I listen to the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That took that somewhere else.
That is not hip and with it. That is old and not with
no,
it.
No, that is with
no,
it.
No,
the Earth, Wind, and Fire is a good playlist.
Nothing's
but,
wrong with the elements.
Yes. But I was like, why is he sending this to us? At what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, we were rigging it out.
Yeah, but that ain't nothing.
I had to slow him down because I was like, okay, it's nighttime, John.
Exactly. That's the nighttime playlist.
Keep it to yourself, man.
See, this is why I'm glad I do morning radio, because it forces me to wind out, because I wind up about 9. That's when I get going. That's when I start.
John, stop.
Yeah, because I was going to, yeah.
I thought he was ready for blue lights in the basement.
Yeah.
He was ready for blue lights in
with
the basement.
With the, wait a minute, what's those?
Red light special.
Remember those posters that you had with the purple light, with the snakes
light?
And stuff? Yeah, the black light poster. Yeah, you about ready for some of that. With the snakes on the wall? Yeah, all of that.
I got a lava lamp. I got a black light. I got a turntable.
You know, lava lamp, while y'all playing, lamps are making a comeback. I just wanted to put that out there. Lava lamps are making a comeback.
I got an album cover. You have to get that joke, but
I got you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we call that. What you doing? You chopping it up on the album cover?
Cut it out.
Okay, fine. Too much information.
It is the morning show on a Falcons Monday with John and Hugh. Falcons win. Braves are again. Their magic number is 8 as they host the Cardinals. And now it's just a matter of if you can get a couple of wins. I want them to finish this off. This is what I think was a little frustrating with the National Series is that if they could have won one of the two, their magic number would be down to 7. Let's just finish this thing. Let's be done with it.
Yeah.
Let's move on because they're going to win the division. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, but the drama, I kind of like the drama. The drama when it goes your way, like when it's in your favor. I kind of like that drama.
Yeah, I didn't care for the drama of yesterday with the Falcons. That's not drama I like. There should have been. It should have been no. You have an interception. You should have been no drama.
It was a pretty drama filled game, man. It was like one thing I realized yesterday is that I am way too mature to sit immature to sit in the press box because it's one of those areas where. You can't really cheer, even though people were doing it. But,
wait, people were cheering in the press box?
Oh, my goodness. It goes on. Like, it's not a professional.
Oh, you can't do that.
Who, Wendy?
No, Wendy was not. Wendy was not.
I'm on my best behavior. I use my keyboard.
Well, people were, let me say this.
That'll get you kicked out.
It was not immature. It was people were expressing either their like or dislike of certain plays that were happening at the time.
Really?
Let me just say that. Now, and when I say the word it was not professional. I do not mean it. That was the wrong choice of words.
Okay.
It was not. It's a professional workplace. It's a great workplace. They have it's a great work environment. But for me, and the way that I am too immature to be in the press box because I'm the one that's doing all the talking, and I want to, you know, and I know people are there trying to prepare their notes and everything, and it's honestly it's kind of hard to watch. It's hard for me to watch the game in the press box. So I need to figure out a happy medium about that.
Yeah, and it would be AT&T Perch.
Nah, I need to watch it at home.
Oh.
Nah, home. But
home
I will say that.
Home's the happy medium?
Yeah, man, because it's like when the focus is different.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, when you're in the press box, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of visual stimulation. It's a lot of food. Press box food is banging, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Falcons food is good.
I don't understand that.
Though.
Yeah, AT don't like the mac and cheese, though. AT does not like that mac and cheese in the press box.
Well, what's wrong with it?
You can mess up mac and cheese every now and then.
What is it mushy?
Who?
I just thought it was too much cheese.
He said too much cheese. You can't have too much cheese in mac and cheese.
I'm with Wendy on this one.
People.
Cheesy.
You got your like sometimes. I got mine.
No, AT, you're wrong for this.
They had the crust on it, like the little, just a little bit of a bite.
It was
okay. I'm a huge mac and cheese fan, but I only took 3 bites out of this on yesterday.
I feel sad for your heart.
AT. I don't know.
That's true.
It's like I don't even know you anymore.
We can't be friends.
And I am trying to keep this slender figure.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. It was Sunday, though. It was cheap meal Sunday.
It is a Falcons Monday with John and Hugh. AT, you are, for those of you who go to the games, again, the man who stands during the timeouts with a green hat on the field to signal that you're back from commercial, they have to have somebody do that. Guess who that is? It's Arthur Trish. So, Arthur, you're on the field yesterday. What was that ending like down on the playing surface? What was it like just going around you with like, because I saw Thomas Dimitroff and Mr. Blank and everybody. Was there excitement on the Carolina side? Because you're on the Carolina side, right?
Yes, I'm on the Carolina side, but I was on the opposite end. This happened towards my right all the way at the other end.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm already inching towards the locker room because I'm thinking the game is over with, the officials' locker room, that is. So I was surprised it came down to that. And then when I got to the officials' locker room and saw how Adam Thielen from Minnesota was able to make that kind of catch to send that game into overtime, I was like, ooh, that was closer than realized.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, we might have had another tie. We've had 2 ties in the NFL in 2 weeks. That's the NFL for you. But the Braves fall to the Nationals just to kind of cap the Braves here. Again, facing the Cardinals in a series opener tonight with Fulton Evich on the mound. Going to be another warm night in Atlanta, but let's get this deal done here. What do you say? Chop on here. Let's get this taken care of, Atlanta Braves. Let's kind of put this away. You know, maybe you just win a series. Take two or three from the Cardinals, and then, you know, you go on to bring in the Phillies over the weekend. And
take care of business against the Phillies.
Let's just take care of business against the Phillies. Because if you can take two or three from the Cardinals, you could pretty much at this point with the Phillies coming in, you take two or three, and then we'll be done, and we'll go to New York and that'll be that.
Most definitely. That's what you want to do. That you want to handle your business. And but I still kind of like the drama of coming down to the wire, though. I'm not going to lie.
A lot going on, including our Vision Computer poll. Our poll of the day, which will be about the Falcons. And it is this. We want you to go to our Twitter, at 929TheGame. Back on track. The Falcons beat Carolina yesterday, so we got to ask, how do you feel about the start of the season? Do you feel like good, we're fine? Okay, a little worried? Ugh, a lot of concerns? Or go Braves, go Five Stripes, and we'll vote on that right after the break here and bring you back. Ugh.
It's not like a caveman. Yeah. Ugh.
Of course, we have the game coming up on Wednesday night because Atlanta United was a big 3-0 winner, and they're going to have a busy week ahead of them. Back on the road against San Jose, a 10 p.m. Come on, it's late night. It's Hampton and Hudson off North Island. It's a late Wednesday night game. Great food and drink and prizes and all that kind of good stuff at Hampton and Hudson off North Island on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. kickoff for Atlanta United. I know, I mean, this late. What are you going to do? That's when the party begins. Actually, I think the kick's at 11. 11 Wednesday night. When we get back in a moment, some of the things we may have missed from a very busy weekend, we're going to try and get it all in here. The Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Taking a look back at the Falcons game with Falcons Monday.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, the Falcons beating Carolina yesterday 31-24. So asking on our at 92.9 The Game a poll question today. How do you feel about the start to the season? Good, we're fine. Okay, just a little worried. Ugh, a lot of concerns. Or go Braves, go Five Stripes. Right now, 45% of people are saying okay, a little worried. 27% saying good, we're fine. 14% tied with a lot of concerns. And go Braves, go Five Stripes.
I think we're fine, Hugh. I really do. I mean, you did go out there, beat the stick out of the swamp this week, be 2-1, and that's exactly where we wanted to be at the start of the season. I think we'll be fine.
Know about that, John. Defensively, you dodged the bullet. I think I know it was the first week that Duke Riley played middle linebacker. He has to play better. I mean, because if he doesn't, he's going to get exposed. I think that there's no need to panic, but there is some cause for some concern.
We'll see what happens this week on Hate Week as they take on the Saints. Also at 9:29 The Game, you know I do a food of the day, and since the Braves are back in action at SunTrust Park, you can find this at SunTrust Park. It's the Los Bravos Gigante Burrito. It's four extra large flour tortillas layered with either grilled chicken or beef, rice, queso, and salsa.
What's it called?
Los Bravos Gigante Burrito. It's at 9:29 The Game. If you're driving in your car, do it when you get to work. Don't text. Or don't.
I gotta see this.
So it looks phenomenal.
Nah, I'm a fan of a good burrito.
Wait,
it looks amazing.
It's four.
Hot sauce on my burrito, baby.
Four extra large tortillas.
Yes.
Four,
John. Yes.
Man,
the number is four.
Yeah.
Four extra large.
This,
tortillas.
You know what? This looks like some. This is like one of the burritos you get from Chipotle. You know, Chipotle got them big old burritos. You go in there, you get a burrito, you eat on that thing all week long.
I think I've had Chipotle once in my life.
Oh, I you missing out. I ate Chipotle a lot. It's good.
Yeah.
Chipotle's life.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to.
You've never been to Chipotle?
I've had it one time. I've had one of the bowls or whatever.
The Gigante burrito looks pretty tasty.
It looks amazing. It looks really good. So you head over to 929 The Game if you want to check that out.
Four burritos. Man.
Four tortillas.
Who wrapped that burrito? Because you know it takes some skill.
It does, but it's kind of pressed, so I think it stays better that way when you press the flour tortillas instead of just leaving them unpressed. Well, the National Toy Hall of Fame announced this year's 12 finalists, and three of the toys going to be inducted later this fall. So, you guys, which three of these would you put into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Wait, you got to be actually nominated for the Toy Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. This
yeah,
is
she
got to
be
thing.
A legend.
Yeah, it's a yearly thing.
Okay.
Same as the Pro Football
so,
Hall of Fame.
So, all right, we got to pick three?
You have to pick three. So okay. These are the 12 nominees. You have the American Girl Dolls, Chalk, Chutes and Ladders, the Magic 8-Ball, Masters of the Universe action figures, Pinball, the Sled, Tic-Tac-Toe, Tickle Me Elmo, Electric Football, Uno, and Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Now, when you say chalk, you mean the actual
like
chalk?
Yeah, chalk like you would...
So you mean... How long has it been going? Chalk is finally going to get nominated going to the Hall of Fame?
Pinball's not already in the Hall of Fame?
But they only pick three a year.
Okay.
Pinball would be like...
So it's very difficult.
Pretty easy.
When chalk is viewed as a toy?
Yeah, chalk's a toy.
Chalk is the unsung hero, especially in the hood, because you got to think tic-tac-toe,
hotscotch,
all of that, baseball, yeah. All the type of games that you made up when you were a kid.
Right.
I'm gonna vote for chalk. I'm gonna go chalk, Masters of the Universe, and Electric Football. Electric Football was clutch back in the day.
I'm going to vote chalk, pinball, and just because it's going to be in there, I'm surprised American Girl Dolls are not in there. I'm just stunned.
Yeah, not in there yet.
Yeah, I just that because that's like, you know,
no, I've heard of the American
Girl
Dolls. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's like, you know.
Because American Girl Dolls are the ones that have all, I think it's all ethnicities and all the different
clothes. Well,
they
want to make the dolls look like you. So.
Yeah, make the dolls look like you is what it is.
Yeah, that chalk, because, you know, and Hugh and I both know this because we had daughters. Like, my cul-de-sac would be nothing because when my daughter was like 5 or 6, there were a bunch of 5 or 6-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, the chalk, it was just chalk everywhere. I mean, the whole thing was like a washable mural in every day. They'd go out there with the colored chalk and go crazy. Nutty.
A.T. Daryl, do you have one that you would put in for sure?
Pinball,
okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised that pinball would not... already be in. I'm surprised it's just pinball. There wouldn't be certain particular pinball games, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's almost like it shouldn't just be a category. It should be, because there's some pinball games that are elevated above other pinball games. I mean, Kings and Queens, for example, or, you know, I mean, the real old Chicago, the real classic pinball.
You're talking
games.
About the Chicago pinball.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was pretty dope.
Knockout, you know, I mean, Knockout. Yeah. I mean, there were some of the great ones.
Yeah, I would go. I'll say chalk, Magic 8-Ball, and Uno for me.
Magic 8-Ball.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah.
You just always try to.
Masters of the Universe changed the toy game, though. Masters of the Universe changed the toy game.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with those growing up. Well, did you guys see the post game presser with Ryan Fitzpatrick? He's obviously had a tremendous start to the season. So yesterday, he showed up to his press conference. Sort of looking like Conor McGregor. He had his jacket open, exposing his chest hair. He had sunglasses on. And so it was funny. The media was talking to him during the press conference, and it was a very interesting question someone asked.
How many carrots do you think are around your
team? It's really heavy. It's really heavy. Hey, DJ. I got like 2 more because DJ needs his stuff back.
Wait a minute, you mean
I borrowed your stuff. Sorry. Yeah, I borrowed your stuff. Sorry, Deshaun.
Wait, what is yours? Is any of that yours or is that?
The chest hair is mine.
So that wasn't even Ryan Fitzpatrick's outfit. That was Deshaun Jackson's outfit that he brought for his post-game press conference. It was a huge Aviators open shirt, tons of bling. So
I got a problem with that.
What?
A grown man putting on my shirt. A grown musty man that just got done sweating and showering and putting on my clothes. I would have had a problem with that. Now, if you wanted some props, we could have negotiated the chain wearing because I could have washed my chains off. But don't put my shirt on. You put my shirt on, you got a problem. The shirt's my shirt. Even when I was younger and I had to share clothes with my brothers and sisters. Well, my brothers, not my sisters so much. But my brothers were looking at me crazy. No, but you know, like you, if you had a sibling, there was a thing called hand-me-downs. And sometimes you would have to get stuff to hand down. I didn't like that. But, you know, you do what you got to do. But once I got me a little bit of money in my pocket, you can't wear my clothes. Don't touch my clothes. Don't put your hands, don't put your body parts in my clothes. Because if you do that, it's yours. I don't play that. I don't play that. And so even if you're trying to be funny and all cute, you on stage in a press conference with your chest hairs all out with my jacket on. I'm not wearing that jacket home. I'm wearing if I'm Deshaun Jackson, I'm wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, yeah, I think he had his shorts on.
Okay.
But if you'd have put my pants on, you'd have had to get punched in the face. Because I'm definitely not wearing. You're definitely not going to wear my pants.
Yeah, I think it's wrong, too. And so much for the Tampa Bay good start. This is the killer. I did not see this.
Nobody saw it coming.
No one saw
it coming. Yeah, no, and this has just killed their 2-0 start. If I'm a Tampa Bay fan, I just realized my start is dead.
Why? No, you know what that means? That makes if
raw doggedness that way? No, I ain't going
to have it. Raw dog. There you go with that word again. That raw dog world. But if I'm Jameis Winston, I'm a little concerned.
That's what I'm wondering. What do you do with Jason?
I mean, he's still your starter. He's still the guy.
Jameis Winston?
Everybody's looking at him.
No, he's not. Not at this
point. He's still your guy. You still got to pay.
Clipboard Jameis.
Money. Money talks. We all know that. What's the word? BS Winning. Runs the marathon? You're right.
Dirk Cutter needs to win
you're
to keep
right,
his job.
But Jameis Winston makes a ton of money. And you're not going to have all that money sitting on the bench. Now, this is not college. This is not college football. This is the pros. And you know that if you got your quarterback sitting on the bench, he's going to play. He's got to be the starter. He has to be.
Ooh, good luck.
If they go 4-0, now that's a different conversation.
That's what I'm wondering.
That's a dilemma. That's a conundrum.
It is a Falcons Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we get back in a moment, let's break down this big win. We have the highlights from Wes, and we have the post-game sound. What does this mean for the Atlanta Falcons as they take on the Saints this week? Next on the Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.